When the Pope heard that the doctrines of Hus were spreading rapidly, he attempted to stop them in another way. He wrote to the Emperor of Germany and told him to call a council of bishops and educated men to meet in Constance. The Emperor ordered Hus to appear before this council. Hus's friends would not let him go until the Emperor gave him a safe conduct, which was a promise that he would be protected and allowed to return home in safety, whatever the result of the trial might be. Relying on this promise of the German Emperor, Hus went to the council in the fall of 1414. When he left his friends, he spoke to them one last time. "You know that I have taught you the truth. Continue in the truth, and trust in the mercy of God. Beware of false teachers. I am going to this great assembly, where the Lord will give me grace to endure trials, imprisonment, and if it be His will, even the most dreadful death. Whatever happens, our joy will be great when we meet in the everlasting mansions." Imprisoned. When Hus arrived at Constance, he sent a message to the Pope that he was ready to meet all the charges laid against him. The Pope's response was to cast Hus into a dark and filthy dungeon by the side of a river. The dungeon was part of a Dominican monastery located on the Rhine River. How could the Pope break his word like that? Hadn't he promised Hus that he would be safe? The Pope, however, told himself that it is no sin to break a promise to a heretic. Sometime later, Hus was examined by the council. He appeared thin and sickly because of his sufferings in the miserable dungeon. He was not given a fair trial. He was treated as a condemned heretic and sent to another prison. During the day he was kept in chains in his cell, and at night he was fastened to the wall. For at least 6 months he was kept prisoner in this castle. During this time, his enemies tried to force him to say that he had been wrong in his teachings. But Hus's answer was, "God will not permit me to deny His truth." In the midst of all his trouble and suffering, he found peace and comfort in his Savior. Condemned. On July 6, 1415, Hus was summoned before the council once again. The emperor looked regal and distinguished with his crown on his head and his scepter carried before him. Around him stood his princes and nobles. The cardinals and bishops were there to pronounce the sentence of death on the prisoner. They placed Hus on a high platform so that he might be seen by the whole assembly. A band of soldiers stood guard around him. He knew that his life was in danger, but he also knew that his God and Savior would hear and help him. Falling on his knees, he prayed for strength that he might be faithful to the end. After his enemies accused him of heresy, sentence was passed upon him that he should be burned. His answer was a prayer. "O Lord God," he cried, "I beseech Thee, for Thy mercy's sake, pardon all my enemies, for Thou knowest that I have been falsely accused and unjustly condemned, but do Thou forgive this sin." Again Hus's enemies loudly accused him, calling him Judas the betrayer of the Lord. To this he replied, "I place all my confidence and hope in God my Savior. I know He will never take from me the cup of salvation, but that by His grace I shall drink of it today in His kingdom." The hearts of these nobles and clergy had no pity for their suffering prisoner. They mocked him, placing on his head a paper crown about 2 feet high, on which were painted 3 devils, as well as the words, "Arch Heretic," which means greatest enemy of the truth.